Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Ayin Reish Hey. We are up to Siv Beis, which is the top line on page 108. We started Siman Ayin Reish Hey last night, discussing the things that are usher to do L'or HaNer on Shabbos, and we discussed that one cannot read by the candlelight on Shabbos because we're worried Shemayateh. The Mechaber picks up in Siv Beis and says, V'davka Echad. This is specifically referring to one person who's going to be reading by the candlelight. That's where we're concerned. Aval Shnayim Karim B'yachad. But two people can read together by the candle. She'in boha Echad Lahatos. If one of them comes to tilt, Pirish. Lahatos HaNer Kedei She'yagia Hashem L'Apsila. He wants to tilt the Ner in order that the oil should get closer to the wick so it should light better. Yaskirenu Chaveru. His friend would remind him, it's Shabbos, you can't do that. So therefore, the Isser is only when there's one person, but when two people are there together, it's okay, one will remind his friend. But that's only if they're reading from the same place, they're reading one topic, one inyan. Then one is watching out over what his friend is going to do. But if there's two people and they're each reading their own individual inyan, then it's going to still be a problem. The Ramah says, "V'yesh omrim de'bishnei svarim afilu b'inyan echad aser." The Ramah says, even if they're reading one inyan, but if they're reading from separate svarim, it's still going to be aser. V'lochein aser lomar piyutim b'lel yomto shechalios b'shabes b'beis sakneses l'chein nagu. Therefore, it's aser for everyone to be saying piyutim on the night of Yontif, which also is Shabbos in the shul, because again, the Ramah says that two svarim, even the inyan echad, is going to be aser. So each one might have their own siddur, but if they're saying it from different siddurim, so then it's going to be aser, and that is the minog. Says the Mishnah Berura of Katan Hey. We said in the Mechaber that only one person can't read by the candlelight, but two is going to be mutter. Says the Mishnah Berura, Aval ein polin. We said in Sif Aleph, not only can you not read by the candlelight, we said you also can't take off the lice from the garments. That also requires a very great analyzing of the garment, and you need the light, and therefore that also is usur. So the Mishnah Berura is telling us, although when it comes to reading two people together in certain cases, as we just discussed, and we'll see more about, then it's mutter, aval ein polin. But you can't take off the lice from the garments if it's two people. In lo she'echon mefale v'hasheni meshamru. Unless one person is taking off the lice and the other one is just guarding him. Shezeh vaday mutter. That's for sure going to be mutter. But this heter that we have by two people reading is going to be okay. We don't have by two people removing the lice from their garments. Why is there a chiluk that by two people reading it becomes mutter, and when two people are delousing their garments it does not work? So if you look at note number 17, he brings down two shitos. Since each person is taking off the lights from a different place, it's like two people that are reading, but from two separate inyanim, they're not really a team, and therefore the Taz says it's more chomer. We're going to see shortly in the next of Katan, his bar tamacher. He gives another reason. Shalohutra elo kriya shel mitzvah. Velohutru dvarim shel chol. The reason why we're more lenient when we're reading, so it's two people, because we're talking about learning. It's a dvar shel mitzvah. But when you're just taking off the lice of your garments, it's not a mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham is mechal between a mitzvah and not a mitzvah. When it's a mitzvah, so we're more lenient that there's two people. If it's not a mitzvah, two people is not going to help you. Says the Mishnah Berura, Vaitis of Katan Vav, Yaskirenu Chavero. If you have two people reading, so then one will remind his friend. V'davka l'inyan kriya, Zakta Mishnah Berura, this is specifically when it comes to reading. Shehu milsa de mitzvah. That's the mitzvah they're learning. So then hitiru bazeti wa matir this. Avalo l'inyan reshus, but not when it comes to an inyan of reshus. Kein kasav Magen Avraham. That is the sheet of the Magen Avraham, and that's what we just read in note number 17. Umidivri hataz if katan gimel mashma shu cholek alza. From the tazans of katan gimel is mashma. He argues in note 20, he points out, Kavanoso mimasha hutzra hataz lefarish lama osir liflos mishnayim. The understanding of the Mishnah Berura is, why did the Taz need to say a different reason of why it's usir to take off the lice from the garments of two people? So based on what we just said, the Taz said in note 17 that the reason it's usir is because they're in separate places, but he did not give the chiluk between a dvar mitzvah and a dvar reshus. So you see it's a machlokas, the Magen Avraham, and the Taz. There is another interesting nafkami that is brought down in the back of the Sefer on page 14. In the rest of that note number 20, He talks about over there, Lagabi, carrying garments that are wet on Shabbos. The Ramah says later on, you can't carry wet garments on Shabbos. The concern is you might squeeze it out, you might do schita. The El Yerabah writes that if two people are there, it's mutter to carry it, because then you could assume each one will remind the other one not to squeeze it out. And the Tzilu David writes, Shedin ze toloi b'machlokes ha-Magid Avram and Ataz. This is the toloi b'machlokes that we just had ha-Magid Avram and Ataz. Ha'im gam b'dover ha-reshus mo'o ma'sheshnayim korim yachtov. If by Dvar Rishus is the same as Dvar Mitzvah, according to the Magen Avraham, it's Dafka Dvar Mitzvah, so that wouldn't be allowed. According to the Taz, it doesn't go by Dvar Mitzvah, Dvar Rishus, it goes by where they're working together. And if they're mamish together carrying the garment, so then according to the Taz, that would be okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayetu Sefkatan Zayin. Sefkatan Zayin is going on that which the Ramah said. There are those who say that if it's Shnei Svarim Afilu B'inyan Echad, it's Aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah Shekol Echad Ma'ayin b'sifro. Each person is being ma'ayin in his own sefer. Ve'enu mashkiach b'masha osa chaveru. He's not looking what his friend is doing. And therefore, if they're reading from two different svarim, it's not going to help you that there are two people together. The Ramah then said, therefore, reading the piyutim on lel yom tov shechal b'shabbos is going to be usher in the shul. Says the Mishabura, v'afilu l'das ha'mekilin la'el b'ner shel shayva v'chelev. Even those who are lenient from yesterday's shir, that you are allowed to read by the candlelight of a wax candle or a candle made of fat, Hocha b'beis ha-kneses t'shchichi rabim. Here where there are a lot of people that are commonly found in the beis ha-kneses, it's more chamur. Yesh lahachmir b'chol gavna, with the machmir in all cases. Why? Shelo lomer ha-piyutim mishum lo plug, that they can't even say the piyutim because of a lo plug. The reason is the lefa'amim yenero shemen, because sometimes it will end up being neros of shemen which are a problem. The ikach shash isr shemiyata, and there you have a chash shemiyata. So here we're saying the fact that there are more people is more of a problem because you're more likely to have people to make a mistake if we're going to allow them to read by the wax candles where maybe according to some it's mutter, but they're going to come to read also by regular neros of shemen and therefore it's a problem. Umashe kosav lomar piyutim. That which the Ramah said, that it's also to read the piyutim, hu hadin hazmiro sh'omrim b'shabbos abayis, the same thing would be true about singing zmiros on Shabbos in the house. That if you're going to read it by the candlelight, it's a problem. Im lo misha rogil tzaspahem, unless a person is familiar somewhat with the zmiros, kemosha kosav siftes, like we'll see more about in Mishnah tomorrow night. O sh'omer l'chaveiro teindaitcha olai shalo ate. Or if he tells his friend, please pay careful attention that I shouldn't tilt the candle, so he creates a shomer that also will be mutter. Sivkotan tesaves aknesses pirish. Afilu sham sheyesh rabim chayshinan lahatoya. Even though there are a lot of people over there. And on the one hand, we said before, a lot of people is more of a chumrah because people might come to be more lenient. They don't know the halacha. On the other hand, more people should really make it more lenient. You have more people to remind you. So here the Mishnah Berurah says, even though you have a lot of people there to remind you, still, chayshinan lahatoya, we're still worried you might tilt it. Kol sheken yochid bebeso da aser lo aner. Certainly one individual in his house would be aser by the light of the candle to be reading the piyutim. Avol, sha'ar hatfilo mutter likros basidil lo aner. The rest of davening, one is allowed to read from a siddur by the light of a candle. Ve'atam, the reason again is, shetfila mitsuya befiah kol. Everyone is familiar with tfila. Ve'ein tzarech iyun raven. You don't have to really analyze it so much to read it. Ve'have kamo roshe parshios besivyud. And it's similar we'll discuss tomorrow night in Mitzvah Shem about Rosh Parshios. If you know the basic idea, you're just glancing to get the beginning of the paragraphs, so then it is more lenient. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siv Gimel. Im yesh acher imo afilu eno korei. If there is someone else with him, even if he is not reading with him, the omer lo, and he says, tein daitcha alai shelo ate, please be my shomer to make sure I don't tilt the candle, mutter. Then it is permissible. V'hu adin im omer kein le'ishto, and the same thing is true if that other person is one's wife. So if one asks someone to be a shomer, so then it's going to help. There is a funny word over here in the Mechaber. He says, im yesh acher imo afilu enokore. Even if he's not also reading. What do you mean, even if he's not also reading? If he's not reading, it's better. If he's not reading, it's better, because then he's fully focused. Well, the Mechaber sounds like it's a bigger chiddush. The Be'er Halacha addresses this. What do you mean, afilu eino korei? According to what we're understanding, it should say, im yesh acher imo, certainly if he's not reading with you, right? If he's reading with you, it's a little more suspicious because he's distracted. But if he's not distracted, it certainly should be good. Shouldn't be a filu. That's discussed in the Bir Halacha. The Vermaska filu in Okore Talui on a Machlokas Aposkim. But anyway, the Mechaber says if there is someone with you and you tell him, pay attention that I shouldn't tilt, it is mutter, even if the other person is one's wife. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Yud. The Omer Lo, you say to that person, says the Mishabura, Dafka Ba Omer Lo. It's Dafka where you ask the person to watch over you. Aval Bistama, but just Stam, there happens to be another person there, it doesn't help. Afibu Yesh Bnei Bayis Harbi. Even if you have a lot of family members around, Chayshina, we're concerned, Shalo Yashkichu Alav, they're not going to watch over you. The Yavu Lahatos, and you're going to come to tilt it. So it has to be that you tell the person to be your Shomer. And that works even if it's one's wife, Sekotin Yud Alav. Kolomar means to say, Shalo Tomar deisha daita krova etzlo ve'ena mishamarto. Don't say that the wife is very close to the husband and therefore she's not going to properly guard him. She's not going to tell him if he's going to do the wrong thing. We don't say that the wife is also a good shomer. So as long as the person is instructed to watch over you, it's going to be mutter, whether it's someone else, whether they're reading, they're not reading, even if it is one's own wife. Says the Mechaber Vaiter Sif Dalet. Odom choshuv she'ein darko b'chol lahatos. A person who is chashev, and it's not his way during the week to sit there tilting the candle, he's too chashev for that. So mutter b'chol gavna, he would be allowed in all cases to read by candlelight, because the whole concern is shem yata. He's never yata, so it's not a problem. But says the Mishaburin Sif Katan Yudbeis, she'ein darko, it's not his normal way to tilt the candle, pirish. She'barur hu she'ein darko af be'es halimud. It is clear that he is not normally going to be tilting over candles while he is learning, then it's okay. Aval mistama, but just because he's an adam chashev alone, but it's not clear that he doesn't tilt, lo amrinan came, we do not say this din, the yesh gam be adam chashev shedakor lahatos b'chol. Not all adam chashevs were created equal. Sometimes you have an adam chashev and he does tilt a candle during the week. Like the Gemara says, Kedisa be Gemara l'inyan Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos about Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, Shayan Nesim Asma al Divrei Torah Kehedyot. Even though obviously he was a great Chacham, and he was certainly categorized as Adam Chashuv, but he made himself when it came to learning Gehedyot, meaning he wasn't mocked not to tilt the candle. During the week, he did tilt the candle. And therefore, just because the person is Adam Chashuv, it's not a blanket head there. It has to be Adam Chashuv, who normally does not tilt the candle, so it's clear it's not going to happen, then it's mutter. But if it's not clear, it's just Stam and Adam Chashuv, it would be a concern. The Kosva Prima Gadim, the Prima Gadim writes, V'achshav ein lahatir b'Adam Chashuv. Nowadays, we cannot be matir and Adam Chashev to be reading by the candlelight. Ki kamba pa'amim ra'inu. Because various times we see shemitoch iyun. Through their iyun of learning, shochachem they forget. Umatim they tilt the candle. Umochatim, like we discussed yesterday, they pick off the little coal on top of the wick, which is a problem of kibui of extinguishing. However, if you put together a couple of kulas, we could certainly be lenient, meaning, we learned yesterday that there are many that are lenient when it comes to a wax candle. So if it's a wax candle, even though some are machmir, but it's also a person who is a chacham, so even though nowadays some chachamim we find adam chashuvim that are tilting, but if he's both an adam chashuv and it's a wax candle, so then one would not have to be machmir. Says the Mechaber, said, hey, Bamadura, when it comes to a bonfire, a larger fire, so afilu asara ke'echad ein korin. Even if there's 10 people there, you can't read by the light of the Madura. Mishum dahol v'yoshvim ruchokim zemizeh. Number one, since the fire is so big, they're not even sitting near each other. They might be spread out. That's one reason to be machmir. V'od says zanvos ha'udim smuchim lahem. Also, the pieces of wood that they use normally to stoke the fire are sticking out towards them, very close to them. And ein zem makir kishabach averu lahavir lochatos. And one is not going to even notice if his friend starts, stoking the coals and making the fire get bigger. And therefore, that's two reasons to be machmir. Number one is that these udim are sticking out very close to them. And two, they're all spread out. Therefore, one should be machmir. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Yud Gimel Ein Koran, even 10 people by Madura cannot read. Rotzalomer means to say, Afilu be'inyan echa de lo'or haner shari. Even if it's be'inyan echa, what we said before by the or haner, it's mutter. When it comes to a Madura, it is usr. Again, if he asks someone to pay attention to make sure he doesn't tilt, he asks someone to make sure he will not soak the coal, the mutter, then it's permissible. Ve'viu hel yirab, and hel yirab brings this down. Sivkotan yudalud lahavir ulachatos. The concern is that since these pokers are sticking out, the concern is he might take one of them and start poking at the fire. Kosova Taz, the Taz writes, nearly it appears to me, the afal pi shemutter lehischamim neged hamadura, even though one is allowed to warm himself up by the madura, kedeisa sov simen reish ayin vav, like we'll see in reish ayin vav, mikom mokom ein leishev besamuch eitzels navos haudim, one should not sit close to these pokers that are sticking out of the fire, kiyesh lochu sheyiga behem kedeish yevaru heitev. We're worried a person might touch them and try to make sure that the fire is burning well. Kederach shemahapchim bezanvos haudim. The same way they flip them over, so we're concerned. So even though you're allowed to heat yourself up by the fire, still one should not be sitting next to these pieces of wood that are sticking out from the fire. Then there's a chshash. V'yeshe kasu d'lo chayshin and shiovelazah. Some say no, we're not concerned that it will come to that, and it is mutter to warm oneself up by the bonfire. Says the mechaber v'ayter sevov. Tinoko shel beis rabban. Little Talmidim that are learning, Korin L'or HaNer, little students are allowed to be reading by the light of the candle, Mipnei She'emas Rabon Aleihem. The fear of their Rebbe is upon them, and we're not worried they're going to come to tilt the Ner. Says the Mishaburas of Kodon Tezvov, She'ein Poshtin Yad L'shum Dover. I guess in the olden days, the Tinokos, they didn't move a finger without permission from the Rebbe. She'ein Poshtin Yad L'shum Dover. Va'afilu b'chol, even during the week, el al pi rabban, they do nothing without their Rebbe's permission. Ve'lo asri la'atzluye, and we're not worried they're going to come to tilt the candle. U'mashma mistimas al shulchan aruch, and it's mashma from the fact that the shulchan aruch is not mechalik, shesover ka'arashba. That the shulchan aruch is following the sheet of the Rashba, da'afilu ein rabban imoen shari. He doesn't say anything about the Rebbe being there. It just says, you know, go shall base rabban, korin loran there, b'bnei she'emas rabban alein. It doesn't say the Rebbe has to be standing over them. Says the Mishabruah, de kol sha'a misyarin shiavo rabban. They're afraid every moment the Rebbe might come. So even if the Rebbe is not there with them in the room when they're reading by the candlelight, it's still mutter, because they're afraid even if the Rebbe's not there, he might walk in at any moment. Ve'lo yatu, and therefore they're not going to come to tilt the candle. Ube'el yirabe hevi harbe poskim shachokim harashba. Although the mechaber is mashma like the Rashba, the Yerabe brings many poskim that argue with the Rashba. Now if you look over here at note number 26, he points out, midin ze lomdu harishonim. From this halacha, the Rishonim learn out, and it's nisak, lahalacha and the Shulchan Aruch lahal and sivches. We'll see the Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. Shegam belel yoma kipurim lo choshesh and shemiyata. The same way these talmidim are afraid of their Rebbe, they're not going to tilt the candle, and therefore they're allowed to read by the candlelight. So too on leil yom kippur, we're not worried to tilt the candle. Mishum she'emas yoma kipurim alav. You're afraid. It's a yom adin. It's yom kippurim, and therefore you're afraid. Ubir hagon or this in Karelitz. Shemipnei ha'ema lo yase dover lo machshava. Because of the fear, they're not going to do anything without thinking it through, and therefore you could read by the candlelight on Yom Kippur. Od Kosov, he writes further, Shemekuba b'shem ha-chazonish, that it's accepted b'shem ha-chazonish, Shemutter lo rak l'hispala lo'or haner b'lo Yom HaKippurim, not only is it mutter to daven by the or haner on the night of Yom Kippur, elagam lilmod la'oro, but even to learn by the candlelight is mutter on lo Yom Kippur, v'chein shemutter likro l'or haner gam b'lo Rosh Hashanah shere emas hadin olav. And not only says the Chazon Ish, is this true by Yom Kippur, it's also true by the night of Rosh Hashanah, which is Yom Adin, so the Emas Adin is on him. So this halacha that we're going to see tomorrow night, of reading by the candlelight on Lel Yom Kippur, and the Chazon Ish seem to say Lel Rosh Hashanah as well, that's all learned out from this halacha of the Gemara, that the Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban are afraid of their Rebbe, and therefore we're not afraid they're going to tilt the candle, they are allowed to learn by the candlelight. We'll stop here and continue Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow with Siv Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.